Sobs overcame the other maid's voice. Fillon continued haltingly where her daughter had left off.
I knew that Mira was trying to cheer me up after our loss, so I tried to be brave and not think about it. We busied ourselves and helped to organise the feast, and it worked for a while. But Skipper was so pleased with our freshwater shrimp and hot root soup that he reminded us of poor Rilflag. It was my husband's special favourite, you see, so we couldn't help. Oh, dear!
A fresh burst of tears overflowed from Fillon. Gregor herded them both into a corner. Sitting them down on a bundle of empty sacks, she whispered,
"Stay there, I'll be back in a tick."
She returned shortly with a flask and three tiny pottery cups and sat down with the two otters.
"This is very old, strong damson wine, so sip it carefully."
The badger mum filled the three cups, then waited until they had taken a couple of sips and dried their eyes.
"Tastes like sweet fire, doesn't it? I usually have a drop on winter mornings just to get me up and about. There, that's better. I've seen lots of winters, you know, far more than any beast I know. Every grey hair on my black stripes is a winter. Aye, I've seen friends too, good companions, die and pass over to the silent streams and sunlit glades. Oh, I'm not the hard old blind warrior every beast thinks I am. Don't be ashamed to weep. 'Tis right to grieve. Tears are only water, and flowers, trees and fruit cannot grow without water. But there must be sunlight also. A wounded heart will heal in time, and when it does, the memory and love of our lost ones is sealed inside to comfort us."
Fillon clasped the badger's paw.
"Thank you for your kind words, Gregor."
The badger mum could not resist pouring them another small tot of the damson wine.
"Oh, don't thank me. I'm speaking for all our Red Wallers. 'Tis they who want to thank you for arranging and cooking most of this feast. Friar Bob and young Broggle had almost the entire evening off because of your splendid efforts. As for me, well, I don't want to see you both hiding in these kitchens, and neither would your dad if he was here, Mira. Isn't that right, Fillon?"
Drinking her wine off in one draught, the otter mother lost her breath for a moment, then stood up nodding.
"Woo! Yes, that's right. Rilflag always used to say that time heals everything and life must go on."
Skipper was standing on a chair. He spotted the lantern Mira was carrying and called out in a hoarse whisper,
"Belay, mates, here they come. Are ye ready?"
Loud cheers resounded as the trio entered the orchard. Red Wallers gathered around to thank Fillon and Mira.
"Many, many thanks for the wonderful spread, ladies."
"Hooray, missus. It were greatly appreciated by all."
"Never had a blinking scoff like it in me jolly old life, what?"
While a mole maid presented each of the otters with a bouquet of flowers,